Hey, comedian Adam Newman here, letting you know about Pussy Boys, a brand new podcast I co-host with my funny friends where real men talk about their love of cats. So tune into Pussy Boys on the Seltzer Kings Network and like, listen, subscribe, write us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. That's Pussy Boys, all Z's. Trust me, you don't want to go where the S's take you. It's gross.
Let's not mix emotions about this. I might have bad internet. I'm not sure.
I think that definitely is the case. Yes. Bad internet or something.
How come all my photos are upside down? They're discriminating against lefties.
I'm not sure. Just to get the podcast rolling, let's go ahead and start the show. While you're selecting your background, Michael C., welcome to the Adventures of Danny and Mike. To my left, Mr. Michael C. Marona.
I am here in a field of corn in Indiana.
And to his left, Mr. Danny Tamborelli.
It's me. Yes. I'm not in Indiana right now.
You are not. No. We're all stuck in our caves. And our guest for the entire hour, Mr. Brent Terhune. You can get his album Bluff Creek out now on iTunes and Spotify, Pandora. And you may know him as the redneck y'all love to hate.
Hence
my Stars and Stripes background just for you, bud.
Wow. Perfect.
That's very nice.
And I'm coming to you from Indiana, so.
Nice. Well, you don't have a background. You don't have
I'm sure he does. I don't think he just dropped here out of nowhere.
That's true.
He's probably got an upbringing and a backstory.
Got a lot of skeletons in my closet that I'd rather keep private, guys. So
this is the right month for it. It's spooky season.
I do bring them out in October. So
is October like your Christmas time because they break out all the fancy breakfast cereals that are Halloween themed?
I like Count Chocula and that's about it. It's weird.
That's spooky enough for me. That's spooky enough.
But Halloween is my wife and I. I don't know if there's a pile of all my Friday the 13th figures right there. Have that wall is full of
Michael.
We love Halloween at our house. So
do you go all out? Do you do like the, cause people are buying those like 70 foot skeletons now.
And my wife, she was like, at Home Depot, I think it was 12 foot or whatever, but it's $300. Like, November 1st, it's going to be $150 maybe, which is still a lot of money for a skeleton.
But then you can really just get excited for the next 364 days before you put it up again.
I'm not taking it down till after Christmas.
Get your money's worth.
$150. How many bones in the human body? I mean, per bone cost is pretty low. $150. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. Do you decorate and stuff? Like do the whole nine?
We do have our stuff is still in the attic. We haven't gotten it out, but it's weird. Like we've kind of decorated the living room, but our house is kind of Halloweenish all year round. You know, we have I got her an Elvira cutout that I just moved to the window and then scared myself because you see the human figure out of the corner of your eyes and you're like, oh, okay. Oh, thank God. It's just Elvira. But as you saw, you know, just on the video, it's kind of Halloween all year round here.
That's awesome.
And I really can't wait to see what's on you in the garage, in your attic. If you're already halfway to Halloween all the time, the stuff that you have to show just for Halloween itself must be pretty spectacular.
I would assume that your basement gets like extra scary this time of year.
Extra scary. And there are, I was going to say literal skeletons, but they aren't literally skeletons, but they are fake skeletons that we have in the attic. So that's close enough to a closet, but when we just moved to this neighborhood, so I think we had 150 trick-or-treaters last year. So that's kind of a ton.
Looking to smash that record this year, huh?
Well, COVID be damned. We're coughing on all the candy apples and handing them out.
It is like
a bad time for candy apples. Candy.
You could probably hand out the same candy apple for 6 hours and not get any takers.
Yeah.
I save a lot of money on candy by not just candying one apple.
It's just allergies. Here, just take it. You can have both of them. I don't care.
Yeah.
I saw a video where somebody had improvised like a cardboard tube attached to the railing of their stoop and kind of was rolling candy to people at a safe 6 foot distance.
I saw somebody had like a clothesline set up where they're like, doing the string out to the street or whatever. So I think we're going to do we're going to make up baggies and just we leave them by the sidewalk. And if you want it, you can take it. But so
kids pick up little baggies in front of you.
I was just going to say, we need to make it a little less Sid and Nancy, but other than that, as long as there's no bucket and it's not vertical.
See, when I was growing up, the big thing was the spud gun. So you can make your own spud gun out of like, you know, PVC. So honestly, just make a little pistol and just shoot that shit just straight to them. Right.
Just giving you starch. It's a complex carbohydrate.
Yeah, who needs the apples? The house that always hands out apples. You could hand out potatoes.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
And then you could maybe even grow a potato off that potato. It's the gift that keeps on giving.
Taking a break, taking a little ASMR break here, fellas.
Yeah.
Ooh,
wow.
That's for the Patreon subscriber right there. That's for
ASMR.
Oh boy.
I never thought Mike would be into such things, but here we are.
Really?
You learn something new about your fake TV brother every week that we podcast.
I'm telling you, YouTube has me pegged. They start, you know, serving me up sample categories, and it's like debates. I'm just reading off the top. Birds, sports leagues, wildlife, fish, cooking.
Mm-hmm. You sound like you could be from the middle of Indiana. That's what that sounds like. Your search history doesn't sound very Greenpoint, Brooklyn. It sounds very Indianapolis.
Actually, I'm looking at my YouTube right now, and it's the exact same searches. So you're right. It is very Indiana.
Think of going on back to Kansas.
So were you born and raised Indiana?
I'm from Indianapolis. Never left, and I'm going to die here, fellas.
That's okay.
Soon, probably.
Let's stay paused. No need to foreclose on any possibilities.
Before, you know, COVID, I was on the road doing stand-up, you know, like 40, 45 weeks a year. So it really put a halt on my traveling, which is fine.
I thought you were going to say 40 to 45 days a year, and that sounds much more manageable.
Yeah. Yeah. The weeks is the road changes a man, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Is that within? Is that intrastate? Is that interstate, intrastate, internationally, just in the U.S.?
Internationally, I've done Canada. I've never done any other, you know, country besides Canada, I suppose.
I feel like stand-up is one of those things that's going to be hard to take internationally. Like, are you going to really kill in Japan?
It's weird. There's a whole documentary of because stand-up is new to some Asian countries. So I think the documentary is called, I Need You to Kill, where like stand-up is new. So those scenes are just growing, and those are kind of the last places you can have, quote, free speech, you know, because they don't really, a comic was like, I'll say stuff on stage that I won't put on Facebook because, you know, Facebook screenshot, then you're essentially writing it all over the place, you know?
There's different laws there too. Clearly.
Yeah. So, you know,
you wouldn't want to insult any like political leaders or something like that and end up like detained.
Oh gosh.
Yeah.
That would be bad news. And then I have that movie with Claire Danes stuck in my head. Right?
Yes. Everybody's brain immediately goes to getting caned in Singapore, detained and decaned just for a little weed.
Don't ever take any packages from anybody at any airports, people. That's all. It's very simple.
Fair enough.
It's a very simple thing to do.
That's advice that served me well so far in my life.
And don't leave any packages because that's a bomb essentially.
Or
there's
free
a fuck,
stuff for
there's
a
fuck. Cash
driver. We're going to get in trouble now. You just said bomb on our podcast.
I'm telling you,
Don't play this at the airport.
There goes our live shows.
I like to give spoiler alerts after I have just said something, not before.
Well, I messed up the intro and told people about your album after I had introduced you. So,
what is
you
the
know,
title of that album? Right.
It's called Bluff Creek.
Is that like a combination of two natural features? Or like
yes, a bluff
or
a creek
or lying, or bluff both. Like lying.
It's all lies. My album, I have a bit on there about Bigfoot hunting, and if you guys know nice. That the Bigfoot video that everybody knows, where he's walking across the creek, that's actually called Bluff Creek. So I just thought it would be cool to name it awesome. After.
Yeah, what, it, is yeah. that in Washington State somewhere or
California?
Oh, okay. I was mm-hmm. wondering if you had a Midwestern Bigfoot, if they might look a little bit different.
Not covered as tall. In ranch dressing, yeah. dingleberries,
cigarette butts,
and a sleep apnea CPAP machine at all CPAP times.
Portable oxygen.
Gets his clothes behind the gas station / taxidermy / I don't know, pawn shop.
Laundry and tan.
Yeah.
I got to be honest. I don't know. I don't like how you guys are painting me to look.
I mean that all out of love. I had a bad.
You can change your custom background at any time, sir.
Which these are real curtains, by the way. I just did a digital show right here in my house. So
very nice.
I bought these curtains for you guys and mostly for the digital show, but for you guys, too.
Well, that's cool.
It's amazing.
So you're going to claim 60% of the money in taxes.
What did you say, Mike?
He makes taxes jokes. He's a bit big on taxes. I don't know why. He wants taxation with representation.
You heard me
time.
Wrong. It was Texas and everything. All the curtains are bigger in Texas. That's what I said.
Wrong thing. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes I can't understand him either. It's tough.
Sometimes we finish each other's sandwiches.
But only I do it with a sheer dominance in my attack. That's all. I'm very excited. Do you notice that you yourself, Brent, have a certain face expression?
Approach, like a sandwich eating face?
When
yeah.
you first put a bite in your mouth and you're excited for it, does your face give you away is what I'm asking.
On my phone, you know, I have the facial recognition and it won't work unless I have a sandwich in my mouth. That's how often I'm around a sandwich.
See, I tried to do a similar thing on like FIFA one year, FIFA 14 or something, where I did like a dumb face, you know, and tried to get the modeling on the character, and it just wouldn't take because I was doing like, you know what I mean, like a dumber than my current look of my face. But like,
is that possible?
No, it wouldn't work. I don't know. So, you know, if you're looking at the video game angle, which I always am, you know, don't try to make goofy faces.
How can we gamify this is my question.
Yeah, exactly. More of a Xboxer.
A lot of those filters that like for Snapchat or whatever, I used to have a much longer beard and it always would end up me looking like a puppy, but with a long beard just because of the technology is not there to cover up a beard yet, I guess.
Here you go, Brent. There's the attack that we're talking about. Look at that, Danny.
Look at that. Ooh,
oh,
look at
yeah.
these. Okay. Look at this attack okay. right here.
Yes. Thank you.
That's it.
It's true. What can I say? I like sandwiches.
There's desires in the whites of the eyes right there. You know what I mean? There's like real desire.
Don't chew until you see the whites of Danny's eyes.
I never do.
It's true.
That's right. There's Akron, right?
I don't know where that is. But I'm thinking about sandwiches. It made me think about burgers. It made me think about that Kuma's from Chicago has an Indianapolis
steamed burger.
No, yeah, they have their own. They got their own franchise there now.
Have you been? Do you like it?
Yeah,
I do like it. It's a metal themed burger place. So I
can't be there.
I want to say I got the Black Sabbath just because I like Black Sabbath. I don't even know what's on it.
I think that's
topped,
how they get
it's
you.
It's topped with a live bat head. You bite the live bat head off in the kitchen and put it right onto the.
that's how I'm not a big craft beer guy, but a couple times I've been to like the places like called World of Beers.
Hold on. Wait up.
Yes, I say I'm not a big craft beer.
From Indianapolis.
Oh no, Indiana. Don't you do it. You have a beer. Do it.
Yeah.
You don't like craft beer. Are you an imposter? Were you sort of created in a vat? What's going on? Or are you more of like a, I don't even I'm like not beer?
I'm not a walking stereotype like you people have made me out to be.
That's fair. Let me just take my rebel scooter on over to your house and pop you in.
But when I go to the like those World of Beer places where they have like literally 200 beers.
It's like me watching Netflix. I just keep going like this and I never watch anything.
Yeah. I ended up getting like the Iron Maiden beer and the AC/DC beer because I'm like, I like those bands. I like this. And I didn't end up liking it.
No, the Trooper beer, the Iron Maiden beer is called the Trooper, which, yeah, if you like Iron Maiden, you fucking love the Trooper. Mm-hmm. And the beer is disappointing.
Okay. Very I didn't know if it was just because I didn't like it or if you know, I don't have that palate, I suppose.
You know, the English can do a lot of good stuff. They make good metal music, but that specific beer, they missed the mark on. But
Stouts
the
guy, and let, Porters.
Let him fly his plane. You know, Bruce Dickinson can do everything. He can play a show, then fly 12 hours to China to play a show, sleep a couple hours, then take his whole fucking tour.
Don't forget
else.
Brian May Who doing knows? His PhD in astronomy.
Rockers can be smart.
Yeah, rock, smart rockers.
And
Canadian
people
smart
who
rockers.
Like rock and roll and heavy metal can be smart business people and make good decisions like creating Kumas.
Wasn't Iron Maiden stopping touring and that was what the whole thing was about their last tour? But then I just heard they announced a new tour. So,
oh, did they announce a new tour? I've seen them a couple Brian times.
Yeah.
Is it true that Mariano Rivera has to pay Metallica residuals every time he walks into a room? Is that the case?
Possibly, but I don't know if Brent's Midwestern sensibilities are going to get New York Mets.
You're going to watch it because Jeremy's from Cincinnati, so you guys are like,
hold on, yeah, we're know, good. We're
hold
good.
On, what are the What are the Mets? Because I'm from Indianapolis and I don't know what that is.
They use the same colors as the Knicks. You remember the Knicks because the Knicks would play the Pacers.
I know the Pacers, but I thought the Met was a museum or something.
It's an opera. It's an opera. It's a few things.
See, I'm from Indiana, so we wouldn't
you're
get
pushing
this.
Buttons. I love it.
I'm just a caveman.
I love it.
I was not insinuating, of course, just, you know,
that's okay.
just looking out. You know what I mean?
I got you.
Yeah.
Was that like a central like time zone joke? What's going on here?
We have a strong following, Brent, in Ohio. And I feel like in a way us trashing Indiana right now is giving us more Ohio listeners right now.
Yeah, it's good for the brand.
But at the same time, I feel like we're doing a bad job and a disservice to the state of Indiana.
Time for a Hoosier hoedown. Let's talk Indiana.
So essentially, you guys brought me in to be like a scapegoat and
punching
just
bang,
to
punching bang.
No.
I
never wanted to do that. I came asking you to come on this podcast because I think your videos are hilarious, and I thought you would be fun. And also, you're a ginger, so it's like we can't say no.
Anyone it checks a lot of boxes.
A lot of boxes.
As I'm looking back now at your message on Twitter, you said, "Hey, you dumb Hoosier, would you like to come on our podcast and we can talk shit about you the whole time?
Unzip your Bigfoot suit and get on over here."
Yeah, now that I look back,
I needed a couple beers to
you
get up the guts.
You drunk DM'd him?
You had a couple troopers in you.
couple troopers deep.
Well, good. Guys, I just really have to say I'm enjoying this. This has been fun.
Thanks. The Adventures of Danny
he's
Mike
being
is
sarcastic, Mike. He's being sarcastic.
The letter A, the letter D, and the letter M, which is Archer Daniels Midland, one of the big agriprocessors in the Midwest.
Oh, yeah.
If you
oh,
have a problem,
see, now you're talking my language.
There you go. Do you want to talk silage? Let's talk silage. If you have a problem with big agriculture,
what do you know
let
about
know.
Soybeans?
347-470-8150, and maybe you could leave a message for three gingers at once.
That's true, you could. And I'll have to DM Brent if you ask drunk him a question.
Drunk DM.
Fine, I'll drunk DM him to ask the question that you ask on our voicemail.
Secondhand.
Because this isn't a live thing, so... You know, if you want to ask Brent a question, you might as well drunk DM yourself.
Oh, we can cuss then, and Jeremy will bleep it out. So have at it, Brent. Just
my
give
phones
us some...
are actually lighting up over here. Do you guys want to take some questions?
Sure, sure. Well, let's hear from the people of Indianapolis County.
Yep, Indianapolis County.
Is that what it is? Is it like a city, a county in a city, and like where the city and the county are the same thing? Like
we, we're a commonwealth here, and then... That's not true, but
Indianapolis. They call it Pennsylvania envy, I think.
Or
Kentucky
envy.
Virginia, too. Oh, yeah, yeah. We got some big Commonwealths out there.
I really came on the show to...
Massachusetts, geez. Come on, guys. Sorry, sorry. Keep going, Brent. My bad. Now I'm...
Talk shit about Commonwealths on this program.
There's nothing wrong with there's nothing wrong with the Commonwealth, except for the puritanical laws that still exist. That's all. if you can get rid of those and just say it still sounds cooler than the state of Massachusetts, you'd be like the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. You're like, wow, that actually sounds kind of cool.
You guys ever look up those? It. Yeah, and then it's not all it's cracked up to be. On paper, it looks good, you know?
It's like socialism. Yeah.
You guys ever read like those old timey laws? Or like you?
Oh, you're not allowed to kiss a duck on Sundays. I read up on that. I studied. Yeah,
a mustachioed man can't open mouth kiss a mallard.
That's true. You need more specificity.
And I would like you guys to sign my petition. That's why I came on the show.
I knew there was an angle.
I just would like for a Canadian goose to go down on me. Duck if love. That's okay.
A little bit of duck love here.
Cut that bit out and use it as the promo. People won't know what I'm talking about.
Out of context, it sounds incredible. Yeah.
Out of context, it sounds completely crazy. But in context, it also sounds completely crazy.
Pretty crazy. Yeah.
In both ways, I want to sign your petition.
Apparently I appreciate it. Change.org, if any of you listeners.
Duck Ludge.
So I did look up Indiana's weird laws, and one of them is no one may catch a fish with his or her bare hands.
Oh, no barehanded fishing?
No barehanded,
Brent, are you familiar with noodling?
Yeah, I worked for this radio show as like a contributing writer, and that was a story we had this week. Some guys were doing the old hillbilly hand jobs. Just sticking their, what noodling is they stick their hands inside the, that's what I call is hillbilly hand job.
Inside the what? We're all waiting with anticipation.
Catfish, the mouth. Orificeye. Yeah, I guess it's illegal because they're pulling out the mother catfish or whatever, but they stick their hand all the way in like the den of the catfish.
The burrow there under the bank of the river?
The dock of the bay, yes.
I feel like there's a song there somewhere.
I always wondered what noodling was because it wasn't something that I could necessarily get up to, as a youth in the wilds of Brooklyn and Queens.
No. Is that where you're from?
Just find a human skull.
A little bit of both. Yeah.
Okay. And Danny, where are you from?
I grew up in New Jersey.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. See, that's the whole thing is like, I'm the one who the entire country shits on.
You're the one.
So when I get to take pot shots at, any other state, just because every other state guns for us, you know?
Yeah,
Armpit of America. You seen that show, Jersey Shore? Those people are so trashy. Most of them are from fucking Staten Island, okay? I don't want to hear that crap.
I've seen The Sopranos. There's some classy people that murderers, but classy people nonetheless.
Brent, we're all murderers in some way, shape, or form, you know?
My favorite pizzeria in Staten Island, and it was closed because they were shooting the Sopranos movie, which was supposed to take place in Jersey.
I've been lied to.
Recently?
A couple years back now.
Okay.
It was supposed to be out by now, but so's everything else. It was supposed to be out. But
exactly.
I'm sorry, I have to go screen Tenet in the other room. Sorry. Okay, I'm back. It was okay.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know ya at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
All right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
It says
have you guys seen that yet? Tenet?
Mm-mm. No.
I haven't either. I just saw there were Hocus Pocus beat out Tenet, I guess, for
on the
box
office.
Tomatoes
meter? Or?
No, on like the making money. Hocus Pocus, just because the drive-ins, they're not really showing anything new besides Tenet, which was...
Wait, Hocus Pocus with Bette Midler.
Yeah, the
Fuck
which
yeah,
one?
Hocus Pocus.
Kathy Najimy.
Ain't nothing wrong with that movie.
Sarah Jessica
Parker. I always forget one of them. There's always a witch you omit.
Sex and the Coven. That's what she was in.
Invixum the movie. Are they going to make an Invixum feature now?
I think so. Yeah.
To go with the miniseries. There's something else on Netflix. I'm just like, no, I don't want to watch anything. It's 45 minutes later.
Have you done anything like that? Have you gone to a drive-in? Have you seen?
Have you
got
any sex
concert? Have you seen
any? That's what he's really trying to say.
No,
have you
I
been
don't.
Branded?
We can't get it. We can't get
did
into
you get branded
that.
In
no,
a
no,
sex
no.
cult?
Don't answer that unless you want to, and we'd be happy to listen.
Plenty of sex. Mennonites in Indiana.
Sex covens. Let's talk about them, fellas. I last year was my first drive-in experience. I had never been before that, but it's weird. I think Indiana, besides being backwards in many ways, which you guys can't joke about, but I can, we have a lot of drive-in movie theaters, which is weird.
I think that's righteous. I wish we had more here. The ones that we have are just sort of
What you don't understand is that it's expensive.
It's
a lot of lot space. Okay.
Well, yeah, for real estate for you guys, didn't they open up the Met Stadium, which I still don't know what that is, the Mets, but
I understand it happens in a stadium, whatever it is.
Yes. But didn't they open up one of the stadiums and have a drive-in? People would drive in
on the
field or something?
I think they did it at Yankee Stadium.
I think that was a mass wedding of the Unification Church is what you're referring to. Yeah, it was about 25,000 couples got married at Shea.
I heard it from Peter
together,
Rosenberg.
All together. There's 25,000 couples all married in one 25,000 shot together.
Think of the
one.
Registry. Man, that registry must have been really long. Let's get the set for 6. Let's get the set for 8.
If anybody objects, honk your horn.
Right. Yeah. Then they looked at the Van Wyck. Sorry, local joke.
Okay.
After the ceremony, we're going to screen Tenet, guys. So hang around for that.
Any brands
and also,
you hate?
And also, we have to charge you $20 per head.
You got to be getting Tenet. Something off your chest here. Let us know if you hate some brands in the Midwest.
Any brands, like specific ones?
Yeah, sure. I mean, John Deere. You'd have to get kicked out of the state if you didn't like John Deere, right?
I did a corporate gig for John Deere, so they're all right with me.
What did you have to do?
I did stand-up comedy.
Was it like in a green hat and one of them John Deere hats?
They didn't make me wear one, but I did wear one. it was not? Just like a corporate Christmas party, so... I showed up and like they had a raffle. So they're giving away literally like 3 50-inch TVs. And I was like, I should have asked for more money.
if they can afford those TVs.
I know. Yeah.
Saying. Yeah.
And then it was also a surprise. So they didn't know they were stand up, which could go bad. Because then, like I sat at the table and I was the role I played was like the college friend of the boss's son. So then he was like, how was Purdue University? And I was like,
oh yeah, it was great. And then they're like, you went for agriculture? So then I had to pretend to know things about agriculture.
It's
it was
no Ball State.
It is no alma mater of David Letterman, I'll tell you that much.
Oh, God.
Also, Papa John, if we want to get into that guy.
If we're naming names.
He's an Indianapolis guy?
No, Papa I think John? He's from Louisville.
Okay.
Some would say Louisville, but I believe
Louisville.
Louisville. Have you guys seen Papa John's TikTok account?
Not well, recently. I can't say that.
Try not to populate it. You know what I mean? We're trying
I'm being above the age of 30. I'm not allowed to look at TikToks at all.
He gives me, I'm 31, so I'm kind of creeping now, but he gives me free garlic sauces with my orders if I plug his podcast or his TikTok on podcast. So shout out to PJ.
They're all expired, you know, by like a year and a half, whatever it's been. Yeah,
they're taken by land transport from Louisville over to Detroit, Detroit. Where's Papa John's base?
The cops come to your house, Brent, because you try to use the coupon, and they're like, "These are PJ's coupons.
Yeah,
they're way expired. They smell racist, and fuck."
Besides, if he can get past all the racism, he's still not a very good guy, but he does hook me up with the pizza. So
with the coupons.
He does hook you up with the pizza.
I want to see Shaq and him battle, like a roided up Papa John and Shaq, just in a cage, saying whoever wins is going to be the new Papa John.
Whoever wins gets to fight Mike Lindell from MyPillow.
That's a whole tier of
this is a bracket where they
shithead
end up
MMA. Yeah.
Whoever wins shitheads. Eventually is gonna face the general from the general insurance commercial.
No, guys, we're off. We got to keep going on this. The main head boss is Jared from Subway, and he gets to get out of jail. If he gets to fight Mike, yeah.
Just
that's
to get his ass
that's
kicked
the top,
by
that's
the
top
guy.
Match. Yeah,
that's another fellow Hoosier for another fellow.
Is that
fellow
one you
Hoosier famous
one
pedophile?
Yeah, a little bit of both.
They can't all be David Letterman, guys. That's what I'm saying. Sometimes they're true. Michael Jackson, another famous pedophile.
I'm going to Indiana.
Yeah,
because that's where my baby's from. That's what he says, and that's what he says in the song.
Wow. Oh boy, sorry, man! You guys are really—we're
not trying
you know,
to hit it hard.
This is
just
talking about
the dancing
they're coming out of the closet.
This is the biggest investigative journalist podcast I've ever been on,
sponsored by John Deere.
If you guys use the word corroborate, I'm going to turn this Zoom off.
It's a testament to the passion.
Oh, that's the word for us. Testament
of our podcast audience that nobody is turning up. Is it raining outside? Holy shit!
It's supposed to storm
listener,
really bad here.
For
yeah.
the listener, it's a regional.
Yeah, again, thing. More regional.
I didn't think it was going to rain. Content. I'm glad I didn't hang my laundry up outside, fellas.
I think it'd be funny if whoever's listening to this right now goes to their window and is
it
like, "That son of a bitch is
raining."
If it's raining where you are, let us know at 347-470-8150. Because much like garbage, I'm only happy when it rains.
Wow.
Phones actually, are now, lighting up on my end about the rain. So,
actually, now we're asking for Halloween stories. So if you have a Halloween story, you should call that number and tell it. And we're going to do a Halloween episode on those. So
really?
Yes, call in about the other stuff, but also, you know, let's stay on brand. Yeah.
What was your favorite costume when you were a kid, Mr. Brent?
Okay.
My favorite costume. One of my favorite photos is me, and I'm the Red Ranger from Power Rangers. I don't know if you guys are familiar.
Yeah.
I think we're about, are we the same age? I'm 31. You said you're over 30, Mike.
He's over 40.
Yeah, but
are you over 40?
I'm 38.
We're Chinese Zodiac brothers. You're the snake like me, right, buddy?
Yes. Yes.
1989.
Sure. Just say yes and we'll move on. It's all.
You're 89, like the Taylor Swift album, aren't you, Brent?
That's, yeah, me and Tay Tay go way back to that year.
Yeah, so we're both you're the snake.
I guess it makes sense that I did watch you guys on my TV, so it makes sense that you were older. How many fanboy interactions do you guys have of people being like, oh, you, I can't believe I watched you. Now I'm talking to you.
It's down to 0.7 per week at this point.
Yeah. It's about the same rate as the COVID positivity rate in New York, about 3%.
Well, as long as the number is under one, then we know we're flattening the curve.
You guys are doing your part, and I really appreciate that. My favorite Halloween costume was, I was the Red Ranger, and I remember I went, and we were always poor growing up, so turns out my mom bought the generic version. It'll just say, the bag would have said Red Power, not Ranger, but something at Red Power Guy
Fighter.
And then
Ranger.
And I was probably, you know, I don't know, 10. And I went to this house and this, you know, a lot older than me. So she probably would have been a teenager. But this girl handing out candy was like, what are you supposed to be?
Oh, and I was like, that question.
I'm the Red Power Angel. And that's how I talked back in. And, and she goes, well, you don't look like a Power Ranger. And then just crushes the rest of your night when you're looking like a great value Power Ranger.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
Great value is a reference from Walmart.
I was going to ask if that was like a regional.
For you big city Brooklynites, I'll say wish.com Power Ranger.
Over by us, Brent, we had a little store called Pathmark, and they had a whole aisle in the store called No Frills.
That was what we
got when I was a kid. We got No Frills, and I didn't figure it out till a lot later.
How many years did you guys?
That packaging's really plain.
Yeah, it's like that Chris Rock bit where he's like, the box says macaroni, and on the back it says macaroni. There's no. How many years did you guys get to dress up as a hobo? Did you guys do that?
Oh, my brother did the bum, and I think I was a lobster that year. We didn't say hobo. We said bum because it's an East Coast thing.
Okay. Sometimes I
would
even
really
say.
It's a really mean thing to say. Also a bum.
Yeah, well, oh, I'll.
Unless
I would
it was
say,
aspirational.
I would say I was like a bum, but I had a bindle, you know, like, so I was more of a vagabond.
Yeah, it's a hobo,
like
yeah.
I had aspirations.
You were hopping trains.
I carry my bindle with me everywhere.
Aspirations of travel.
Yeah, he's a mobile vagrant.
You can always get out of conversations just being like, oh, I think I hear
the train
coming.
Whistle, yeah. Yeah.
You could take out your pocket watch and just like, oh, I got to make train
man,
yards.
It's always nice to have that sort of exit like that. That's a good exit strategy. Oh, hear the train. I got to go.
Yeah, I hear the train to come, and they're like, all right, we'll see you later, Johnny Cash. Good to talk to you. But now you could just fake a phone call. But back then it was a lot more intricate with, you know, train schedules.
I'm curious, did the Power Warrior costume come with some sort of helmet, or did you just wear like wraparound shades?
Well, I wore the shades underneath the helmet.
So you were bumping into things all Halloween. There's a funny thing in Halloween where when you're a kid, you start going out like real early, like right after school. And then Halloween, just the sun drops like that. And all of a sudden it's nighttime and your costume is maybe not be suited for nighttime.
You know,
and
all of a sudden it's
freezing out.
When you beg and plead your dad to give you that scary like blue skull mask and it's twice the size of your head and then you put it on, once it gets dark outside, you're depth perception's all off. Everything's, you're sweating. You got sweat in your eyes because it's not, you know, breathable material.
Mom's
spaghetti.
Yeah,
that moisture that builds up inside the mask. And then that,
gives it
thin,
that perfect
the thinnest,
smell.
Yeah. Thinnest rubber band possible is holding the back on.
It's a kind of COVID.
Oh, yeah,
COVID is now like Halloween all year round is what you're saying.
Yeah, and I was an anti-masker back then, and I'm an anti-masker today, guys.
I guess you can get away with that in Indiana. There's really nobody limiting your day-to-day
your
life.
Your freedoms?
Right? Yeah, no, I mean, you can
tyranny
you can go,
on you?
Well, I'm saying pretty much everything you need to do during the day is drive up, right? Like, you can drive up to the gas station. You can drive up to the coffee place. You can
drive up to the brew-through.
Yep, drive up to the laundry, right? Everything is drive-through.
Yeah, you just throw your laundry out the window and they'll take care. I don't know. Have you ever been to Indiana before?
Yes, I've been to Indianapolis. I've been to Fort Wayne and
Bloomington.
And some towns in between where Jeremy stopped so I could pee.
He really enjoys.
Danny was driving.
He really enjoys.
Danny is the
Mike. Mike is a big Bird of Prey guy. So every time he's in the car and he gets a chance to look up, so the straight drives through Indiana is like prime.
Prime
Bird of Prey territory.
We're basically the only customer that requests a glass roofed minivan for these drives. you know the glass bottom boats in Florida. We get glass roofed minivans in Indiana.
Are you? Would you say you're an aspiring ornithologist?
Oh no! I don't have the hollow bones necessary. I'm just
that
more
means
of a,
bird doctor, Danny. But,
I wasn't sure. That's
Jersey.
Nice. Thank you. You're talking to somebody that had two parakeets as a kid and killed them both. One because I didn't change his water.
You're supposed to be
well
like,
enough.
Gosh.
And then the second one because my parents
it looked at
got
me funny.
No, my parents got a new couch and then it got scotch guarded, but they didn't. It wasn't dry. They sent it and it wasn't totally dry. That only happens in Jersey, I guess.
And the fumes
they'll send you,
killed
they'll send
the,
you,
the bird.
And the fumes killed the bird straight up. Yeah,
man. Yeah, you gotta. How'd you like to luck be with the birds?
I'm saying, how'd you like to be the CSI tech who's trying to say, well, this couch smells pretty new. Let's do some research.
I think the worst part is that the bird had the same name because I felt so guilty that I killed the first one. It was Percy, and then Percy two. Percy
you
the parakeet.
The,
not a better.
Oh, you
name.
Know what? We did that too. We had the Deadly Frisky and the Deadly Frisky two. The
you
Deadly
guys
Frisky.
Went the, same way the Simpsons. You want Snowball and Snowball 2.
Not bad.
You know, if I'm going to steal, you steal from the best.
I didn't say you guys were stealing. They probably stole from you, for being honest. Matt Groening and all those people. I will say this. Here's a very Indiana thing, since you guys are fishing for all these hick stories.
Listen, I have tons. I've been through this whole thing because
why
you, know, like,
you let Brent talk.
Yeah. My dad threw things into the trees and about blinded himself. Like, I have those stories. So, yeah,
yeah.
Don't feel at home, please.
They remade that as The Trees Have Eyes.
Yeah.
I was cutting my mom's grass and the neighbor came out that lives behind her. And I had never talked to this guy before. But so, of course, he talks and I just nod my head for 30 minutes. And throughout the conversation, he said that he has
sounds
a pet.
Sounds like the most boring episode of Home Improvement.
Can I finish?
Yes, sir.
I'm finished. No.
Yes, sir.
He oddly enough, he was cut off right below the eyes.
I knew it.
And his name was Wilson.
That's owing to an unfortunate lawnmower accident, though.
He's prosthetics from the nose down. it was a Bedford tool accident.
It's just five top pieces of a fence.
It's just all the way. It's a sentient mandible.
He's like a walking glory hole for his eyes. But
and this is your mom's neighbor. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's the craziest thing that he lives behind her. But he throughout the conversation, he says that he has this parrot, and every once in a while, as a treat, he gives the parrot Dr. Pepper. And I said, and that he talked for 20 more minutes. But all I remembered was that
Dr.
he gives
Pepper.
His bird Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, I could just imagine like a cherry flavored burp coming out of a parrot. That's all I can really think of now.
I was like, that bird's going to lose a wing. You need to stop giving them sugar drinks.
Yeah, or at least more exercise.
You ever seen a parrot with diabetes? he just makes Wilford Brimley sounds, just
yeah. Wilford Brimley died recently. Wilford Brimley died recently, so I'm now king of my own birthday. He and I have the same birthday.
Oh,
wait, is that how that works? If someone dies, then they're off the birthday chain on that.
Well, I mean, I guess I could still need to kill Gwyneth Paltrow because we also have the same birthday. But
she'll goop herself. Don't
yeah,
worry.
Exactly. Yeah. I just sent her a poison smelling candle, and she instinctually
just
lit
fell.
It.
Yeah,
yeah.
I guess July 18th, I have to take out Vin Diesel. Kristen Bell, Nelson Mandela, already took care of him.
Oh yeah, there's one off the list. You let time work its magic and you will be top of the heap, my friend.
Well, you think that's time, but that's what they say. But, you know, I have my ways.
See, like I said earlier, we're all murderers here.
Well, in some way, shape, or form. Brent and I are Ear of the Snake people, so we are particular murderers. You know, we murder you with poison and no legs.
Yeah.
Brent, keep going. Sorry.
I was
going
to say we poison your Dr. Pepper, but.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So with take Scotch a sip, Guard. Danny.
We put Scotchgard in your Dr. Pepper.
Ha ha. Joke's on you. I'm drinking yerba mate. What do you think
Gross.
About that?
That's you're just going to get an elevated heart rate. It's going to do the same thing.
It is going to do the same thing. Yeah.
Actually, I always pictured you as sweet. A trooper kind of guy. So
I'm glad.
What were you going to say, Danny?
I can't break out the alcohol until after five. Or
my wife gets
mad. My 16-month-old son gives me a dirty look like, Dad, you're already being a dad. Oh my gosh.
Michael.
Thank you. It's permanently cold because I never drink from it.
Anyway, just kidding. There's a trooper in here. It's just a can. It's a fake out. It's a way to get around all of the things I'm not allowed to do because of, you know.
I got one of those can safes as a gift one time, the like fake can of soda that screws open.
And so you can put your weed. So you can put your weed in it.
Money, thank you. You don't smoke money, and
yes, people smoke money all the time.
Those are weird illustrations when people do that. It's just always like I'm a tycoon.
That's okay, the warrant cover art for all those millennials out there who knows nothing about the band Warrant. That's for you.
For people like Brent, who were born the year The Simpsons came out.
Yes, we're the same age.
I was going to say, you're same age as The Simpsons. Could you maybe give us a modern reference, Jeremy, compare it to something that normal people, young people?
I'm familiar with Cherry Pie. She's my Cherry Pie.
That's the only Warrant you need to know, I feel like.
Yeah, yeah. She's my cherry pie, cold drink of water. What a sweet surprise. But somewhere in there, there's a underage. I mean, the whole thing is
problematic.
Let's get back to pedophilia. Yeah. Let's bring this podcast home. We got a couple minutes left. You know what I mean? Straight big circle.
Okay. Producer Jeremy over here bringing it home. Jeremy, pull that up.
Speaking of pedophiles, Jeremy
would rapidly like to move on from the accusations made and into some other subject.
Oh, I was going to say to you, Brent, that I had a convention in Evansville, Indiana that got like pushed twice, and then they're still doing it now, December 9, 10, and 11.
Are you going to be there?
Like, no, I'm too scared. What?
Yeah, that's probably for the best.
I was like, What are you doing for protocols? Like, what, you know, I talked to them. I was like, what the hell?
How are you making it safe? For everybody.
They said, well, we spread the tables out more. So there's more space between you and other celebrities. And also there's a no hugging rule. They're like, we've also made the lanes of traffic wider. I'm like, but it's in a bill. How can you do that? You know, like a, whatever.
We've also moved it to the campgrounds.
And we're also adhering to all, we're also adhering and using only all the state guidelines. And that was it for me. I was like, state guidelines. And then I did a little research and was like,
leftover from Mike Pence.
I was like, oh no, your governor tomorrow or the next day is going to lift all the restrictions and do all these things. And I was like, you know what? I think I'm going to push to next year.
The state guidelines actually just say no gays, which is
Indiana,
Mike Pence thing to do.
Yes.
Classic Pence.
What kind of convention was it? Because I go to the horror conventions, but was this more like a pop?
It's like a pop. It was called RaptorCon.
It was an ASMR con.
Ooh, gosh, I'm getting the tingles right now.
That was pretty good. That one actually made me think about it.
Brent, you've been a hell of a guest. You got to have some plugs for us.
My album Bluff Creek, which as I said before, is from Bigfoot. Yes. I don't know if you guys have heard of her, but
did you just drop some knowledge on us? Is it a her?
I use her pronouns or preferred pronouns.
She, her.
But Bluff Creek is my album. It's on Spotify and iTunes or Apple Music, whatever it is. Pandora. If you don't like it, just go ahead and make that Pandora channel and let it play. And I will get 50 cents from that, which
turn
is
it down
being,
to mute and still listen.
Yes. I have four computers in this room right now streaming my own stuff. I
have a brick on the space bars on every one of them.
Yeah.
And everyone knows playing, you Mike. As the lovely what is it? Midwestern.
The
hillbilly.
Come on. Yeah, you but know, then I also don't do show a character up like too, that. Mike. Yeah. That you know they call me the Midwestern hillbilly, but I also do a character too.
Oh, what's it called? What's the name of that character?
I called him the redneck y'all love to hate because you hate him and he loves it. He revels in it.
Oh, he feeds on your hate, huh?
Yeah, he's like it or Freddy Krueger, another famous pedophile. Or
you don't think about that, but that's a good point.
And is yeah.
If you're not familiar, it's the type of guy that would rant in his truck about whatever's going on in politics or society. And those guys always revel in people getting, quote, triggered and stuff like that. So I do a couple of those videos a week on Twitter and Facebook, Instagram and YouTube, all that stuff. So, yeah, I do those videos and I also do a podcast with America's Got Talent's Ryan Niemiller. And then WWE's Johnny LaQuasto. It's called the Cafeteria Podcast. It's out weekly. And then I do my own podcast called The Field Trip, which that's topic based. So we just talked about the Toy Hall of Fame.
First, they came for the podcasters, and I did not speak up because I was not a podcaster.
Mm-hmm. And now we all are. COVID, Corona 19, as my character would say, has made us all podcasters one way or another.
Well, thank you for making podcasters out of us, Brent. I feel like I finally approached some like sort of level. I don't know which level.
I'm finally glad that your show has been legitimized by me being on it, fellas. Yeah, but I unfortunately I do have to cut it short. I am on hold on, Steven Spielberg. Steven, I'll be there in a minute.
I gotta catch a train. There's my train whistle.
There you go. We're tying it back together.
Mike and I have a pitch. Just if you we can just email it to you. If you think you could get it over to Steven, that would be really great.
I'm sorry. What was that?
Okay. I need a job. I just need a job. Thank you. Please.
I have a job. Thanks, Brad.
I'll drive to Indianapolis.
I already have a job. I'm okay.
See if Kumas can hook me up with a gig. Bartending, slanging burger or something.
He really wants to make a Jounce burger from Kumas.
I need to get out of here, okay? Please.
Drink a trooper and have the Black Sabbath. And
before we go, just let you know we're part of the Last Podcast Network, lastpodcastnetwork.com. Also, you can find us at our Patreon page. Lots of great benefits. We've tweaked some stuff on there, so give that a look. Patreon.com/Danny and Mike with the Ants Butt Out. Also, give us a shout on our voicemail if you have a scary story you want to submit for our Halloween minisodes. 347-470-8150. We'll get you to that. Lastly, you can find Danny at DTamborelli on the Twits, at Danny Tamborelli on the Instagram. Michael's at Michael C. Morono on the Twitter. I am at Jeremy Balin on the Instagram, at Remy Balin on the Twitter. And I have a new podcast out called Going Dork. We're currently reviewing Lovecraft Country and about 5 episodes deep. So give that a listen, goingdork.com. What else, gents?
Thank you, Brent. Yeah.
Thanks, Brent.
Bite
the head off a bat for us.
See you guys.
The Adventures of Danny and Mike stars Danny Tamborelli and Michael C. Morona. The show is produced by me, Jeremy Balin. This podcast is part of the Last Podcast Network, which can be found at lastpodcastnetwork.com. Make sure to check that out for a ton of great shows. For more information on the guys, visit our website at dannyandmike.com. Also look us up on Twitter at Danny and Mike with the N spelled out, and on Facebook at facebook.com/theadventuresofdannyandmike. Thanks for listening.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors, you can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.